Let's call a meeting to order, please stand for the pledge of allegiance. Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag, United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I open the meeting for a public comment, the village lost a resident this past week, and I'd like to friend Judge Steve Cooper. I'd like you to keep his family in prayers. I believe the services for Steve Cooper is the 18th and 19th of August. I'd like to have a moment of silence before I start the meeting. Thank you very much, and just please keep Nancy and the children in prayer. Thank you. Open the floor for public comment.
Yeah, I want to thank Joe. It looked like he did a good job on the water stuff.
Yep, it's all completed.
Now, when they did that, they put new valves in. What's the life expectancy of the valve or the lines that are in there right now?
The life expectancy of the valves that
The lines that are there, existing lines.
Most of the existing valves, other than the 4-inch going down Malden, the 4-inch lines going down Malden and Chatham are the oldest lines still. Okay, the valves that we replaced were about ready to blow. The dresser collars were, the bolts had rotted off, so it was a good time to change them. It's a 4-inch main, it's old. You know, it's the pipe, when they cut through the pipe still had a lot of thickness left. It just, mainly the 4-inch valve is not for fire protection, it's for water supply to the residents. All the rest of the valves were, on Phillips Street, the valve that blew apart on Phillips Street was replaced in 83. That's why we had to boil water advisory this past month. But the valve was in perfect shape, but whoever, McKennedy manufactured the valve, didn't put stainless bolts in it.
Well, I'm curious if the board is looking in for grant money to replace these old lines.
Yeah, the only lines would be that the oldest lines would be Malden down Chatham Street, and yeah, it's something we have to look into the future. Okay.
This might be Mr. Collins. I noticed on going to 203 there's a big puddle there on the left as you're going down toward the post office before you cross 203.
Okay.
I think if the water department, or either Jay or Pete, if they just ditch that a little bit, the water's about that thick in there. If they just ditch it, the water will run right off down into the creek. They only got to put a little ditch about that deep, a little trough.
Is that because of the 203 is crowned up higher than?
Yeah, that, yes. And also, but it'll save the concrete if the water ain't laying there for 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Where it just runs off.
I'll contact Pete.
It wouldn't hurt to have it done because in the wintertime, it's going to be an icy spot there.
You're going to talk to Pete here?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just got to ditch it a little bit and it'll be fine.
Okay. Is that it, John? Or is that it? Any other comment? Okay. Approve the minutes of the previous meeting. If I get a chance to read them, I have a motion to approve them.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Second. Any opposed? In favor?
No.
Okay.
I'm in favor.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. Carried. Approve the treasury report for July. I have a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any comment? All and approve? All approve?
Yep.
Okay. Any? All in favor? Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, aye. Opposed? Okay. Carried. This? Missy, is there any correspondence or? Okay. No correspondence. Charlie, Highway Department. Any?
Let's see, Highway Department. We have, in addition to John's observation, they replaced the catch basin on Westbrook Drive. Continue to mow the grass, checking on drainage, especially with the severe storms that we've been having almost every other day. They have also been cleaning up after the storm damage. During the timeframe, they prepared for the block party, continued to pick up trash, and they cleaned up after the block party. And that's all I got from Jay and Peter.
Okay, thanks. Well, Water Department, I want to thank everybody for their patience with the water valve replacement project. The unfortunate thing was we did have a boil of water, which was not caused by us, but by those, we got two bolts up here that were faulty. If anybody wants to take a look at them, they can. I found two out of the eight that held the valve together, so the other one, Pete was putting his foot on the valve case to keep it from blowing up into the air. So we're kind of lucky. It probably would have blown apart in the winter, and where we would have had been a lot more problems. Keller Construction, very professional, and I commend them for getting it done in such a short time. There was a couple concerns with some residents that they weren't notified enough. Okay, we tried to do the best we could to notify people when you may not have water, depending on the street you lived on. I think Missy, a month in advance, we kind of put the notice out. I still encourage people to sign up for our email system. Okay, we are trying to maybe look into reverse 911 maybe to notify people. But we did the best we could. I apologize to anybody in the audience that may have been had a little problem, but we did the best we could. We're talking about getting a new sign coming in the village that may a digital sign, something we can post. I mean, something to have people more aware of it, but at this point in time, that's in the future. Let's see, we met with an engineer at the pump house last month to update the chlorination process and monitoring the chlorination process of our water, and to upgrade the flow meters to actually record the exact amount of water that's used per day. Right now it's an inline meter that may not be the accurate, so the proposal just came in tonight for that, for engineering and stuff, so we're looking into upgrade that also. Jay turned some water off 10 Lake Ave, and then turned water back on in Church Street. We ran a couple tests during actually ran four tests because of the boil of water, our advisory, and everything came back negative. Jay's on vacation. Pete is here trying to handle the whole village, so be patient. If you have a problem, call Missy or myself, Pete will handle the other situations. There is one hydrant on John Street that is out of service, and we are looking into not replacing the hydrant. We are looking to get rid of the hydrant and put a new hydrant across the street on the 10-inch line, but that's in the future. Out of service hydrant is not jeopardizing any fire protection on John Street or any place, so that's going to be done in the future. If anybody's of interest of what valves got replaced and what the scope of work was, I have a copy. We can make copies, but these are the 12 valves that were replaced. So it was a tough 2.5 weeks, okay, but we made it through, okay. So, and that's it for my water report, okay. Anybody have any questions? John?
What was the bid on that job, and what was the price for the labor, and what was the price for the material, like the valves?
Well, I believe that the total bid was $207,000 or $203,000, Missy? Okay, I'm not sure if it's $203,000, $207,000. I don't know, we have it broken down for materials.
That was labor and material?
Yeah, everything. We had a couple change orders because when the valve blew up over on Phillips, you know, we had to dig that, so it's a change order, so it's more money, and then On Westbrook, we added a hydrant that was, we had put a new hydrant in. We had the hydrant, but we had to pay the labor to put the hydrant in while they were there. And then the only other additional cost was when we went to shut down Chatham Street and Malden Street to replace those two valves, we closed the valve on Elm Street, and when we opened the valve up, the packing on top of the valve was leaking, so we had to dig up Elm Street. And basically, again, back in the 90s, okay, whoever put the valve together didn't tighten the nuts tight enough, and basically once we got to the valve, we tightened the packing nuts and the leak stopped. So we didn't have to replace the valve. So we got a couple change orders. So
That price was including the valve?
No, that's additional. It's all change orders.
How much was the valve?
How much? I don't know. I'd have to...
You haven't got the bill yet for all the valves?
No. I mean, one of the main valves that we replaced was a 10-inch valve at the tank. Because there was no way to isolate or shut off the 10-inch main on the south, the north side of coming down Church Street, and we actually now can isolate both sides of the village, so we can, if we have a problem, we can do it. We already had the valve. We had purchased the valve a year and a half ago, so the labor was just to put the valve in. So. But all this was done not just for now, it was done so if we ever have a problem in the future, we don't have to shut the whole village down.
Okay.
Okay, so we can isolate things. So it was like, it's called preventative maintenance, and we got the grant for $150,000 from, you know, the state, so kind of helped us a lot. And with the fund balance, the money in my fund balance, you know, we were able to do the repairs. Okay. That answer your question or no?
No.
It didn't.
Oh, no, excuse me, it did answer. Oh,
okay. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, Guy, please.
Just before we go on, anytime either Pete or Jay are out and there's something happens, really, I would call Fred McCagg. Mm-hmm. He has, every time that we talk about sort of you know, youth committee stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, how's the village doing? Do you need anything? So he's always willing to come, and, you know, they have limited resources too, but, you know, I think, yeah, you know, as we often help them, they can help us too.
Yeah, because I did contact the mayor, and I said we may need some, we have some shared service agreements with the fire department. We may have needed some flag people. So, yeah, I know Fred's always told me too, you know, yeah, but at this point in time, we didn't need him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, on to the police report. Officer Jones filed a written report for July. During the month, there were 12 arrests, 48 incidents logged, 171 tickets issued, 28 were for speeding, including two over this 20 miles over the speed limit. Average speed for a ticket was 15.7 miles over the speed limit. We had 16 tickets for running a stop sign or a red light, 14 for operating a motor vehicle using a electronic device or a mobile phone. 7 tickets were written for seatbelt violations, and 2 for parking in a designated handicapped spot without proper permit or placard. There were 3 impaired driving arrests. All 3 of them were from being impaired from alcohol. Blood alcohol levels 0.08. 0.11 and 0.18, which is more than twice the legal limit. That final one, the 0.18, the driver actually left the car unattended in Cumberland Farms running in a handicapped spot as she stumbled into the store to shop, apparently. The department also responded to 11 citizen assist requests, 2 domestic disputes, and an assortment of other incidents, including 9 assisting other police departments or EMS. Details are in the report. 602, the Ford Interceptor has 24,300 miles. 603, the Crown Victoria has 48,900 miles. The only other issue I'd like to bring up is that both in the town of Skodak and here in the village now, there's been another round of larcenies in unlocked vehicles. So, again, while both departments are working together on these investigations, the advice I would give the people is to make sure your vehicle doors are locked. Don't leave tools or other valuable sorts of things out in your driveway or in the yard overnight. And, of course, lock your doors and windows, especially when you're not around.
Yes, thanks, Greg. Attorney, you didn't hear from Dave, right?
No.
Dave's not coming today.
Dave's not coming. Okay. So we're going to go to the trustees' reports.
He sent me a text.
I'm going to go to the trustees' reports. I neglected to tell you the daily average use for the water for the month of July was 112,000 gallons per day. Mark your calendar, August 29th. August 28th, our water tank will be drained. The village will be put on positive flow, which means it's going to be maintained water pressure off the pumps. Our controls system company that's in charge of our controls will be assisting Jay to tweak our pressures, so the village is on constant pressure. You may see a valve or some hydrants spewing water at it, so we don't build up too much pressure. That's how we maintain positive flow. The tank has to be was inspected a year and a half ago. The tank has to be repaired inside, and it has to be updated with some different cathodes. And it's to keep our warranty on the tank. The tank has to be cleaned on the inside and the outside, and then chlorinated. So we're assuming that the village is going to be on positive flow for about approximately 2 days, because once the tank gets refilled, it has to be tested by the lab to make sure it's all right. So you may have a loss of pressure, but a reduced amount of pressure, but you will still have continual water. So we'll be notifying people, right, Missy? Have we started yet? But we're going to be notifying and put notices around. So I forgot to tell you.
What is the pressure now with the tank?
Where it depends on where you live, okay. If you're further down the line, like down by the bridge, you got more pressure down there. I mean, it depends all through the village. I mean,
basically, what would it be?
It could range from 40 to 70. Okay, we're obligated to, I think, deliver at least 20 or 25 pressure pounds to your household, but it depends on where you live. Okay, I don't know if anybody's ever noticed when they turn on their water, their hoses, sometimes during the day you get more pressure than normal because the pumps may be on. So the pumps aren't only refilling the tank, but they're also pressurizing the system. So we just have to get it at a normal flow so we don't blow anything apart, so we don't have things come apart. So I can't honestly tell you without putting a meter on everybody's house what the pressure is. Okay. Okay.
Sure. So we had a lot of events in the past month, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out, for attending. We had a community band concert, village block dance, chicken barbecue, and celebration of Nassau history. It was great to see all the smiling faces and showing their pride in our village. And so thanks to everyone who volunteered and donated food and other items and came to the events, all the vendors, it was great. The only other thing I have is the Energy Committee finally met. They met on July 31st. I guess we discussed the steps required for the village to become a New York State Energy Smart Community, and which would open the village to a number of opportunities to take advantage for grants for updating our energy infrastructure to be more efficient and energy saving and ultimately cheaper. So basically we have to complete four steps. We've completed one. That was a couple years back when we implemented a uniform solar permitting process. But we have to do three additional steps to become climate smart community. So we talked about the options, and the three that we are going to recommend are a benchmarking effort where the village basically adopts a policy that we keep track of the energy use in our municipal buildings and things like that. So there's a toolkit that we can use to do this. We also have a clean energy upgrade. Once we are monitoring the energy use in the buildings, then we can set some goals to reduce the energy use in those buildings. So we would need to achieve a 10% reduction over a 12-month period in our municipal buildings to do that.
Guy.
Yeah.
Can we use last year's? Since we're replacing all the doors and windows.
We should measure it right now. We should measure it before we get the efficiencies.
We really should.
And then, of course, the third one that we talked about is the one that I had mentioned a couple meetings ago with the community choice aggregation, where we collect the energy buying power of all the residents here in the village in order to go out into the market and buy energy at a cheaper cost. And I talked about getting one of the aggregators, NIMEP, to come here, or at least come to the somewhere in the area to talk to the residents, because this is really something the residents have to get behind. It can't be something we do on our own. It affects the whole community. So you need to really understand what the program's about and want to do it. So, you know, those are the three things that we're talking about. We're going to develop a more formal report and recommendation so that you understand what the other options are that we're not recommending and why. But so we can do this and get started on the process. You know, the benchmarking thing, though, it does make sense to get done because it's not that hard. And it doesn't take a whole lot of effort other than we do need to pass a formal, a law that says we're going to do this. So we can work on getting that done for next month. Anywho. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks.
Jerome? I don't have anything right now. I would have something when we get to the animal control officers section.
Okay. Dave?
I did take a look at this, the contract documents here, and you know, this is pretty thorough, so you know, I will go along with approving that.
Okay.
That's it for me.
All right, thanks. Mayor's not here, he's on vacation. Missy?
No, I want to say that the block dance was very nice. I want to thank everyone who did participate. I enjoyed myself, and I think it was a pretty good turnout. Hope we keep doing it.
Yeah, my thoughts too. I had a good time. Anything from code enforcement?
Yeah, actually, we met with Fred Jacobs. He's a code enforcement officer in East Nassau, and we will be hiring him to do our code enforcement. And Kevin's going to stay on dealing with the building. We're going to meet with both of them in September to see where we stand on that. But we're going to move forward on that this month.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Oh, also, 18 Phillips Street has been cited and will be issued appearance tickets for August 21st, both the owner and the tenant.
So I actually have some news on 18 Phillips Street, though. It's actually finally going up for auction on August 16th.
Okay.
So it will eventually go into new owners, and I did get word from the neighbors that they have been moving stuff out.
Yeah, I spoke to Kevin today about that. He said they are, but not fast enough, so they still will be cited.
Well, as they should be. Right. They should have been cited two months ago. But
2 years ago.
With the appearance tickets as well.
For the third time.
Yes.
Dave, thanks, Dave. Animal control officer, Paul, how you doing?
I just went by 18 Phillips Street, and the only thing that changed there, here's the pictures of when I went there. This is back in June, here we are in August, and the only thing that's changed is the one vehicle is registered. Everything else is still there. I went by there 10 minutes ago.
The guy's still
looking
there.
For a dog.
The guy's still living there, right?
Mm-hmm. And he did clean it up, but again, I haven't been there to check on the cat. Oh, me and Officer Jones were there. I figured it would work, and it didn't, unfortunately. It's very sad that people try to keep their property up when you get somebody like this.
So what do we do if it gets sold, they move them out, the cats are still there? What are your suggestions on that?
Well, that's the problem. You can have every kind of law on the book. If you don't have a place to put them, what are you going to do?
Well, Tom, didn't you say if he leaves them, then that is legally something we can do?
Yeah, it's a ban.
You got to deal with shelter. And I'll tell you, I just took a dog to the shelter, and it gets pretty. The town of Skodak pays $300 and some for a dog if no one claims it, and they don't get no money back. So who's going to capture all these cats? And if the shelter's involved, if you do cruelty charges, you have to have a vet to say what's wrong with them, because I can't say what's wrong with them. You know, it's a no-win situation. And I did try a lot of rescue groups.
And he's saying he's taking them, but, you know, he can't believe what he says at this point, obviously.
Right, he's supposed to be moving out Lebanon, but I think he's pulling the wool over everybody's eyes, unfortunately.
Tom, I didn't hear your comment.
And markets law, if he abandons them, then he can be charged with that.
Okay.
But we have to wait to see if he's going to take them or not.
Right.
So then we still have the same situation with the animals, though, right? There's nothing, yeah.
Well, that's another issue. But, I mean, pure abandonment, he could be charged without the vet and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because they're abandoned, so. But we would have to do something with them.
And a whole other litter of cats was born the other day on the neighbor's yard.
Oh, jeez.
So, they're just multiplying.
I heard they're up to 36. That's the count.
There's just a ton. You can't even go by there. Everybody's house smells like cat urine.
I know.
It's awful. Frankly, Kevin should have done something 7 times over. This has gone
way too far. It's not just the cats, it's the garbage.
Yeah, the garbage.
In the trailer that stinks. The health department ought to go check.
Jacob's Fred's got a job.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine what it looks like if you looked into
finally
it?
Finally, just spoke to you.
There's probably maggots and everything else.
Now, the neighbor has asthma, and she's having a really bad time with the urine smell with this heat.
Oh, yeah.
It actually is like so potent.
It was like that last year. It's the same thing with garbage.
Get rid of the smell, you have to take the dirt out. There's dirt in that place. And what he did, like I told you the last time, everything he took out of there, he took to his job, and he's a state worker.
Okay. Yeah, they ought to check into that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Well, I guess you just got to keep us informed. If he moves out and doesn't take him, then we can cite him.
Well,
I mean, or whatever. I don't know what else.
Why can't it be cited now? We've got garbage in the yard.
Well,
it's been there for 2 years.
Cold coming up, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You said he is citing him now, right?
Oh, he's going to court the 21st of this month.
Okay.
Him and the
owner. I mean, we've had hot weather. It's not pleasant for those neighbors up there, let me tell you.
One neighbor wasn't too happy with the village.
There's more than one.
Well, the one I talked to, the one that called me, she wasn't happy.
Well,
and because her back of her house is right next to that garage.
He's got a court appearance for what?
21st, August 21st,
for what?
The owner and the tenant. For all the violations, for the garbage, the cats.
Okay, so, I mean, 21st is...
So he's going to be in front of Judge Conway, so we'll see what happens, if he shows up.
Well, the owner better show him to start. Well, we'll see.
He's not showing up. He's moving to Lebanon. He's never going to with us.
Paul, thanks for keeping top of it.
I tried to keep you advised.
To swat someplace else.
There's nothing I can do.
I understand.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it just happened.
Dave, are you Community Revitalization Committee?
Yes.
They do it everywhere they go.
Thanks, Paul.
Everywhere.
But they've been there for, 2-3 years? Yeah.
All right.
Revitalization.
I don't know, maybe Tom can answer this. After this hearing that he's supposed to be at, excuse me, on the 21st?
Yeah.
What are the options for the village board or for the law enforcement after he comes to this on the 21st?
There are code violations, so it's up to the code enforcement officer to prove his case and the judge to make a decision. as to what occurs and what the penalties are.
So the judge will decide?
We're not involved in that. Okay. Yeah, that's all code stuff. It's not criminal.
Okay.
But if he moves before the court date, which I believe
he still
will,
needs to appear.
Then what do we do? Like, if he leaves the cats there and he moves before the 21st,
if he leaves the cats there, that's criminal, but he'll still have to appear for the code issue as well.
But can we do something about that, him leaving the cats there before the 21st?
If he leaves them there, then we can charge him, yes.
You guys can charge
him? Yes.
Okay.
But
so
he
then
still
he
has
will
to
be.
Appear regardless.
Right,
even
for
if
the,
he
other,
moves
the
other
yes.
stuff.
Yes, okay, so you can charge him after that.
Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't appear, then is there any...
I think the judge can issue a criminal summons I don't know if he can issue a warrant for code infractions, but he definitely can do a criminal summons.
Okay. Or not a criminal summons, some kind of summons. It's not going to take that trailer garbage.
So as a board, what's going to be our plan of action?
We have to wait for him to make sure.
I realize that, but what are the options that we can throw out tonight to see what's going to happen? Because you know, I wouldn't want to wait till the next board meeting in September. How are we going to handle the cat situation? Worst case scenario, he doesn't take the cats.
The neighbors will keep us posted.
Will take them, right? No rescue will take them.
You've got to have an agreement with somebody. Yeah. And the only one that probably would take them and deal with them would probably be the Manhattan Shelter, but you have to have a contract with them.
Right.
And then it's going to be pretty expensive. They're going to charge you for each cat. If they capture the cats, if they think that their cats are feral cats, there's a good chance that every one of them will be put down. And that's sad, unfortunately, but that's probably what they're going to do. But they're not adoptable cats when they're full grown.
No, you can't even get near them.
It could be very expensive. I don't know. I can't talk for the village, for the shelter. Someone has to contact them and see what they can work out with them.
So even if we pay the money and get a contract with the shelter, you think they're going to kill all them cats?
Huh?
They're going to kill them all?
Yeah, if they're feral, absolutely.
So we can't even save them in any way?
Well,
and I tried a lot of rescue groups. If they had babies, if there was babies involved, mm-hmm. we would be able to get rid of, probably find someone to take them and just the baby. That's about it. But the way they're going to be, they're going to be breeding, there may be 30 to maybe 40. It could be 50 by the time December comes around.
Yeah. I mean, I worked in animal welfare in Vermont for a decade. And there are some groups that do trap and release. So
right.
In other words, they catch the cats, they spay and neuter them, they cut off a little piece of their ear so that they know that that's been done.
Mm-hmm.
But then they release them right back into the
right.
same area.
Yeah.
So the neighborhood is still over
with
the cats.
That's what they did behind Catherine's.
I had feral cats in my garage.
They returned.
And we caught every one of them, got them fixed, and their ears are clipped. So if the male or female, they're fixed. That's how you tell a feral cat. If their ears clip, they're fixed.
But if he has 30 cats running around, it's still going to be a problem. You can't
and my daughter just got rid of a bunch of babies that she found in our garage.
When's he supposed to be moving, did you say?
Huh?
He's been moving for 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm saying I got a notice from the bank saying that it's going on.
So he can still stay until he gets kicked out or evicted.
I think he can stay until the new owners take
evicted,
over.
Until he gets evicted, right.
I mean, it's going up at the courthouse in a couple weeks.
All right, so.
Well, the question is, do we actually have any rights to go into that property, you know, and do something? I mean, you know, Paul just said that there's, you know, the smell is in the ground.
A fool out of everybody.
It's in the ground, so it's, you know, somebody's going to have to do something about it. This guy's not going to do anything. The owner's not going to show up.
I don't know if we have legal rights to go on somebody's property.
Maybe the Department of Health.
I mean, it would seem to me, as I said, we've had experience before with this, the Department of Health definitely has the obligation to be in there and doing something.
Because this is a health issue.
That's what we said at the last meeting. The health department should come out and go visit those people and see what it's like.
Can you contact?
You see it all the time on TV. They go in and they move the animals, horses, dogs, cats, because they can't live in that humane condition.
I'll call them tomorrow then.
Yeah, and the people.
Right, but if we take care of the cat problem, you're still gonna have an issue there.
And we're still talking about it.
I just did, just so you know, I did in the town of Nassau, over by the Burton Lake Country Club a while ago. I don't know how the shelter got involved. This was a long time ago. There was over 100 cats in this house. They were coming out of the ceiling, all over, feces all over the place. They took every one of them. I'm not saying how many people got bit, but I was there.
How many got killed?
Yeah.
You don't know.
They're very nasty.
Killed them all, yeah.
Missy, he's going to talk to you tomorrow about getting hold of the health department.
I have a funeral in the morning, so call me in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. So we'll see what we can approach it that way. All right, Dave, community revitalization.
All right, the application for the technical assistance grant is submitted. We will have our decision in December.
Thanks, Paul.
It's looking good. And also, the Bristol property, I've spent a couple days over there cleaning that up with a machine. Basically knocked over all the piles. I had a few sections left. Now after we did the water project, we got some more dirt there, which will actually be good. It'll allow us to level off and grade it even nicer. So. Within the next month or so, I'll get back over there and get those piles leveled out and get that smoothed out as well. So we're moving forward on that end. And that's it.
Yeah, I asked Jay before Keller left to smooth out.
Oh, they okay.
Yeah, so it's all, there's only two little piles of...
asphalt that I...
Yeah, the coal.
Oh, that's what I wanted to suggest. Can we get Jay or Pete, when they come back in, to get rid of those piles? There's two piles that I put up that had blacktop in it.
Yeah, so we'll see what we can do with it.
Yeah, let's figure out what we're gonna do. And then we got this other blacktop pile over here. We might as well get rid of all of it at the same time. So that's it.
In terms of the Bristol property, I received a complaint from somebody who obviously didn't send a letter, but was concerned about the encroachment into that wetland over there. So I didn't look at it, but just, you know, if you're working over there, just be sure.
Just no. Tom Snow and I already met over there, and any of this
recently, like within the last couple weeks.
No, this was prior to anything happening. And what was discussed was putting the debris over to this side of, which was all of it was put over to this side. So any of the piles that I saw that they dumped there now after Keller's group is kind of over to this side as well. So nothing was dumped into the wetland area from what I see. And any of the piles that still need to remove are going to continue to be over to the dry area.
Good.
Kurt, Village Beautification Committee, Historic Preservation Commission.
Chicken barbecue took place. We sold out, so we aim somewhat low, so we always have people who go away disappointed, but we have 100% sales, so that's our goal. Guy was there helping, and I know you were a customer. We appreciate that. September is going to be the busy month with the Nassau Fest on Saturday the 9th, and then the Oktoberfest on the 30th. And we're talking about the sign, as we've talked about the last couple of times here. The entry sign coming into the village on Albany Avenue, that was part of the 1994 175th anniversary legacy, and the beautification committee purchased the sign at that point, so we've gotten about 24, 25 years out of it. But like anything else, you know, we have hard weather here showing its age. We've talked about the plywood curling off the back. I don't think that has been looked at. I'm not a carpenter. I would think that it could be at least remedied in such a way that it just doesn't continue to come apart. I don't know what that would be, but it would seem like you could trim that away and put a little paint on it or something to stop the rainwater from getting in there. The portion where the letters are, go in, the movable letters, that's not an original part of that sign, that was an additional piece. And it's very simple, it's just a piece of marine plywood with tracks, plastic tracks, that fit the letters that we ordered. However, it was never intended to be out 12 months out of the year because it is thin plastic. Think of the parts that your refrigerator is made of. So when it gets very cold, very brittle, they just snap like crazy. For many years, when Tony was here, they used to take that portion down, paint it if it needed to be painted, touch it up, and then put it back in the spring. That has not happened in a number of years. So that is one thing that, you know, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot because sooner or later that whole thing's got to be replaced. As it stands now, at the expense of a new sign, and I don't remember exactly how much it cost. I'm going to say $2,000 20-some years ago. It's only on one side. But, you know, it was a professionally done sign. I would think that prices have gone up. I know the library is about to get a new sign, and it's double-sided, and they're talking around $5,000 for their sign. So it's a lot of money. At this point, we haven't discussed any budgeting towards it, any way of paying for it. But, you know, obviously that's sort of like the main entrance of a village. We want it to look nice. So
I talked to Jay and Pete, and I told them, you know, we need to take it down and fix it. But we're also talking about, you know, a digital sign too.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that would certainly might be
because of the boil waters and stuff. Yeah, so sure. I think, you know, we have to make a decision as a board.
Yeah.
It be, you know, we're probably going to take it down in the winter time and see what we can do.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a great idea to, you know, to, I personally, a digital sign where, so if there's something going on in the village, we can automatically put it in and something, and be in the nature of welcome to the village.
Right,
so,
right.
So I think we got a couple options, but I did talk to Pete and Jay. I met with them down there, like I think I told you. So we're going to try to staple the back together temporarily for now to make it look a little bit better. But I think we have to look to the future of wood doesn't hold up in our environment.
Right.
So, and you know, plus we can change things. Things happen. We can change things.
Oh yeah,
You know, so
because right now, Guy was the one who helped.
Yeah, right.
This last weekend to change the sign. And,
so you know, when they come back, you know, I told them let's try to dress it up a little bit temporarily.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, something needs to change.
The longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think it's just going to. It's going to go faster, you know.
And they can probably fix it for $25.
So, looking for volunteers to help.
Okay.
You know.
One other little side point. I don't know if you guys follow in the Sunday paper the property transfers, and I was interested to see what houses have sold and how much and all that. 30 Church Street, which is in the historic district, Summer's old house, went for $205,000. I was very surprised.
Yeah, me too.
So that gives me hope.
I was very surprised.
I get a lot of money for my house.
Thanks, Kurt. Bicentennial Committee. Lori?
So the Block Dance was well received by everybody. I want to thank the Nassau Boys Company and Fire Department for use of their property. Thank you to the Nassau Police Department for being there and crowd control, and all the village vendors. This Saturday at the Commons is the Taco Party, which is a fundraiser for the Bicentennial, 4 to 6. And we will have the Capital Region Salsa dancers there.
Okay, thank you. I had a good time that night. It was.
Yeah, we're thinking about having.
John, I even saw you out there sitting down.
John,
you know, yeah.
First time I've been around in 38 years.
I mean, I saw.
Away all summer.
Yep. I wish more people got up and danced other than my wife and a couple of kids.
Yeah.
But I had a great time.
Yeah, we got some feedback that they want more things for kids. So we're going to kind of look at it and see if we can do an all day event, kind of have kids over in the commons during the day and then move it to the fire department at night. So.
Sure, it was a lot of desserts. They were good. Yeah.
I think most of the guys in the village are shy. That's what I think.
Yeah. John, I didn't see you up there. I mean, I would have went up
close.
If you were. June, Youth Committee.
Well, next week, really busy one for both the village and the town youth committees. On Tuesday the 14th and Thursday the 16th, 6 p.m. at the Village Commons, we'll be doing our tie-dyeing events. Reservations are coming in. My phone is ringing, and we expect to have some great workshops. Then 2 days later, Saturday the 18th, the town is having their annual fun day at the Chandler Young Veterans Association, formerly the VFW up there. The games, they'll have games, free food, activities are planned, and that's going to be from 12 to 3.
Thanks for all your hard work. Anything from ZBA, Missy?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Planning board?
Yeah.
Nothing?
No.
Guy, are you zoning?
Give
zoning review report. Committee, I guess Guy will give a...
I'll give a very short report. The committee met twice since our last meeting, once since the last meeting. And we're moving through, we're pretty far along in the through the zoning code. So there are some, we've made some good progress, and I think the changes that we've developed so far are going to be very helpful to liven up some of the development around here, which is right in line with what we've been talking about for the last couple of years. So
I just want to make a note on the zoning committee review. Just when you're at the committee meeting, just keep in mind also, Guy, I understand, mm-hmm. you know, we want to get our zoning situated, but we also want to draw new business to the community as well, and have people want to invest their, you know, money into our community. So just make sure there's incentives for businesses to come in, and we're not just, you know, putting more further restrictions on, you know, what they can do with their businesses and what happens and so forth. So just kind of keep that in mind as well. So try to incentivize them to come in, or, you know, we got to come up with some ideas, maybe a tax freeze while they're doing renovations or something to that effect.
Well, that wouldn't be in zoning, but I can tell you from the zoning review committee's point of view, we took very seriously a streamlining of this process, so okay. that it's and making things much more clear, so that you know everybody knows the steps, and so actually the people on the different committees know their job too, okay. which is I think sometimes it slows down the process, is that not everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing, and that doesn't bode well. It just slows it down and makes it more difficult for people to get it. So,
okay.
I mean, you've gone through some of the zoning. Yeah, yeah. You've gone through some of the zoning too.
Yeah, no, I know.
yeah.
So. Okay, thanks, Guy. Old business, Charlie. Sidewalk removal replacement. That's you, I guess, right?
Yep. I've got a notice today through LaBerge. I'm going to meet with their engineers Monday at 5 o'clock to start the ball rolling, kind of determine the scope of work for Chatham Fairgrounds and John Street, and the first order of business is that they're going to do the surveying based on the scope of work. So next month I should be able to report a lot more information through LaBerge.
Thanks. Speaking of changes, Guy.
So we proposed, or I presented a proposal last month to reduce the speed limit on a number of village streets from 30 to 20. This would include Elm, John, Cozy, Howard, Maple Ave, Westbrook Drive, Fairgrounds, Quantumeek, Mir, Fairview Ave, Phillips, Tremont, McClellan Drive, Park Ave, Griswold, and the portion of Malden Street between, or the portion of Malden Street up to Quantumeek, not this side of it, the other side. And that was a proposal. I actually tried to drive around the village like that at 20 miles an hour, and it was possible. It seems a little slow when you're used to driving 30. I think that's something that people need to get used to. But anyway, So I'm going to propose that we set a public hearing for next month on these changes. But, you know.
Can I make a comment? Sure. Somebody's driven down Morland Street and Yellow Street. There's a lot of kids. No. Okay. And actually, I was driving down Morland Street coming to the Village Hall, and a little kid jutted out on a bike without looking. So, I mean, I think it's time to lower it. I'm all for it. Okay. It's just, we're getting more and more families in the village, right? Which I kind of like. I mean, youth, you know, so. But, do you want to do the resolution for a public hearing or later on?
Yeah, we could do it at the end.
We'll do it at the end. Dave, do you have any comment about this?
No, I'm you know, with Guy too. 20 is slow driving, but, you know, there are kids, and it's been brought up in the neighborhood. And on John Street with the straightaway, you know, Charlie lives on it too, and he thinks 20 is reasonable.
You're
so,
okay.
You know, Donna.
If they turn down Cozy, they slow down. But if they're going down the street,
I'm concerned. I don't know if we want to, you know, throw up a bunch of signs all over the place again, though. You know, that's something I don't know if I'd like to do, signs. But if everybody knows about it, you know.
Well, you got to have posted signs in order to enforce it.
I mean, I think one of the things that we need
to do one, you know, area, 20%. Does that work? You know, coming in, you know, when you come into Westbrook and it says area speed limit 20 miles per hour?
If there's one way into a neighborhood, then that would be acceptable.
Okay.
Area speed limit 20, just that's acceptable.
Okay.
So we'll do
but I do think we need to think about how to implement this, not just spring it on people. I think, you know, making sure that, well
we're going to have
a hearing. We're going to have a public hearing, but I think even when we do that, if we end up passing a law, I think we should give a few months, make sure the information is out there so people know. I don't want
to spread the word, let people know, word of mouth.
We have the water billing.
October water billing. Okay, so we can, if we have a public hearing in September, it's not going to happen until, I think we can put a little note in there, you know, because.
And maybe even say starting January 1 or something that gives people, you know, plenty of notice.
You got that sign, that's working now, I see, huh? A portable thing that lights up?
Here?
I see that's working now, so can't they use that down there?
Well, yeah, but I got to get it so it stays on without being plugged in unless someone wants to plug it.
They still haven't fixed the batteries in it yet?
Exactly. No, it's not.
Really?
It's not the batteries. You can look at me, you know, you could look at me on this. I'm trying to engineer a solution to this so that I don't have to buy batteries anymore. So, it's a little, harder than it appears. So, but we're working on that anyway.
Like the sign.
John, it takes time. You know, we got to get ideas and, you know, with the sign coming into the village. I mean, we've looked at it. I mean, we're doing our best. You know, we're always looking for volunteers to help out, John. You can
take. They wouldn't want to work for me because they'd be gone.
If you want to
not work for you, John. It's you doing the work.
Told me that a long time ago. If you got elected, I'd quit.
If you want to volunteer to take the sign down, coming into the village and repair it, that's fine. We're always looking for volunteers. I mean,
all I can say, when I was in the workforce, we worked.
Okay.
Take it from there.
Okay.
I didn't hang out in the coffee shop or.
Okay, well, John. I've been home all summer because I've been around, and they don't hang out in the coffee shops all day long. Okay. All right. Because if they did, I'd say something. Okay. I see him in the morning. I don't see him hanging out for the rest of the day. So, all right. Okay. And you're addressing, you know, if you have a problem, Charlie's their boss and I'm their boss. Come to us instead of, and we'll make sure that things are taken care of. That's what we're here for. And Dave, you know, he's got code enforcement, and he's their boss. So come to us instead of just saying stuff. We don't know, okay? Anything you see, my email, anything, all right?
I got your number, I'll give you a call.
I'm sure you will. I'm serious, you know what I mean? Call me, okay? If there's a problem, I'll make sure I look into it and handle it, okay? Anything else, Guy? Okay, so the TAP, CMAC grant application review?
So for the past couple of months, I've been working on the grant to fund a project that we had talked about in master plan to reconfigure the intersection at Route 20 and 203, as well as put sidewalks and curbs up and down, streetlights, and other streetscape kind of things. Church Street, Albany Ave, Chatham Street, Fairgrounds, Chatham Street up to the Fairgrounds Conemaugh intersection, and there's a little overlap with what Charlie's doing right now, but that's okay. It's, you know, if it's done before this project, that's great. It's less money. So the grant is it's federal dollars that are distributed to the states through the Transportation Alternatives Program and the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program. There's $100 million available to New York State, I had a pre-application submitted on the 28th of June. We received a review back from DOT on July 25th. The review didn't identify anything that was problematic, and I shared the application with the board this morning. Apologize, I couldn't get it any quicker. It's just, you know, there's only so much time. There's two last steps remaining. One of them is to, at this meeting, pass a resolution in support and to authorize the submission of the application and to verify that we have the required matching funds. And the second is to have a engineer sign off on the project. And we have an engineer in line, a village resident, who is reviewing the document right now, or the application right now. So the total amount of the project, of the whole thing, is $1,450,000. There is a required 20% match, which comes to $290,000. That would be the village's contribution. And as we have spoken over the past several months, and maybe even longer, the village has money in unrestricted fund balance, about twice that amount, that we can use on projects like this. So I gave you guys the application. I know Bob sent an email before the meeting with his opinion, which was a positive one. So are there any other questions or comments before we
No, I reviewed it.
We're not guaranteed this.
No.
Okay, but we just have to prove that we have 290,000.
We just have to, in the resolution, state that we have the 20%.
And we do have it.
And we do have it, yes.
Okay.
So. Yeah, Bob, I think the number was 570, I think he said.
So. I mean, if you go up to Lake George and you get off exit, there was Lake Lucerne, I think it's exit 2021, you go down the main street going into Lake George, they call it the gateway to the Adirondacks. It looks beautiful. They got that grant money, they got nice street lighting, sidewalks, and it makes a big impression on people coming into it. And, you know, here we got, coming into the village, we got old-fashioned lights hanging over the, you know, it doesn't look good. So, I mean, if anything, if there's money and we qualify and we can afford it, I think it's anything to make the village more presentable and have people come in, and especially with the rail trail coming through. I mean, it's going to be, keep talking about the rail trail, but it's a plus for the village. That's my opinion. I don't know how you, Dave, you feel the same way.
Yeah, I've been pushing this for 4 years, you know, going after these grants. So I think that this is one of the best things that we can do, is go after all the money that we could possibly get. And if it costs us, you know, 20%, then so be it. We're getting 80% of the money to revitalize our community. And that's, I've been pushing that from the start since I've been elected, and that's what I want to continue to push. Go after all the revitalization and all the grant money we can get.
So do we don't have a resolution yet.
Yes, there is.
We do. We'll do them at the end.
Okay. We'll do it.
All right, do that at the end. Okay.
There's on the list at the end.
Nassau Veterans Helmet Drive application.
Oh, yeah, that's Veterans Association applied for a special event. They're going to do a helmet drive in the middle of the center. Tom approved it. to know. We just have to prove it. I did get their insurance. They just
is that a resolution we need to do, or just a?
No, I just let you guys know about it. Okay. I have to approve it, and Tom has to approve it. So.
You're all right with it, Tom?
Do you guys have any?
I mean, the fire department does it. They got a permit.
Yeah.
They have. We have insurance. We're insured.
Okay. And they have their own insurance.
The village.
So.
There is a law about soliciting in villages, and as long as it's approved by the village board, they can do it.
Okay. Dave, do you have any?
Is it veterans?
Yeah, the Veterans Association.
Yeah,
no, so it's all of the whole group. It's them up there. It's everything.
Yeah, no. Good to go, then.
Charlie,
you
have a problem?
I'm good.
They help
I'm
a lot good. Of people with money. So.
We're okay with that. So if you want to just tell them. Okay.
Well, no, I guess we will need a reservation.
We do. Okay. We'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think close to that. All
right. Okay. New business. I don't. It's basically no new business,
it's
right?
Solicitation.
What's that?
I said because it's solicitation, like he said,
yeah,
we
okay.
Don't need a reservation.
All right. Gonna open up the floor for public comment. Anybody else have any more comments? John, yes, sir.
Well, thank you for mowing.
Oh, I was gonna say that. Jeez.
Well, say it too.
Thank you for mowing.
That's all right.
Don't be shy.
I get bored.
That's
no.
Good.
I mean, it looks good.
It looks.
I weed whacked around here a little.
Thanks, John. I appreciate
it.
If we all do something, no matter how small it is in the village, it just it's just, okay.
So. Mow across the street too.
What's that?
Mow across the street too.
You did or I did?
I did.
I did too. I did it too, but
just so everybody knows, I did send letters to all those residents that are not mowing the lawn.
I know.
There's like five or six of them,
but
yeah. Unless they pulled the flower out of the gutter today.
Nothing goes unnoticed, John. I can see when you do things too. But thanks for thanking me. But all right, any more?
In the future, we will have to create a law or
yeah,
a resolution
we
are going to be able to re-levy these fees
yeah.
Because if we send right now after I send a letter, then DPW can go over and mow it.
Yeah.
And we're supposedly be able to bill them. I mean, I can bill them all I want, but we can't enforce
yeah, gonna,
it. We have
gonna,
no rules saying that we actually can make them yeah. Pay the money.
Yeah, we're going to address that next
yeah,
next.
We're
going
to have to fix that.
Yeah.
So
same
I can re-levy.
Same with the sidewalks with the snow coming.
Same with that, exactly.
Same thing.
There's
well,
no
they
thing.
Did because they were going to fine Herman Cozy Garden at 90 years old because he didn't shovel. They were going to give him a ticket.
And that's
so
a county
that
thing. They
that
have
was
to allow
at one time
us.
It was pursued.
Yeah, well,
somebody shoveled it for Herman. I mean, really. So it used to be pursued. It was
well,
done.
But you can't re-levy the money when they don't pay it. You know what
pardon?
I mean? You other things when people don't pay their bills, you can re-levy it to the county, and
right.
The county makes
oh, right.
The village whole.
Right.
But in this case, you can't because it's not an item that can be re-levied because we don't have a law.
So
and
so we have to we have to we're going to address it next meeting and. Gonna have to have a public hearing, but we're gonna have to another local law saying that we're gonna be able to officially re-levy.
But we can't.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. But right now we can re-levy the water and the garden, but we can't do these other things. Okay. So. Tom.
Just for that Malden Street 20 mile an hour proposal, can we extend that past Quantum Meet because we have the park and the pond here, and a lot of people park and walk around, and I know this guy that walks his dog to at least the beginning of the village hall.
Sure.
I mean, just
keep the safe.
Thanks, John.
There too. So.
No more any more people comment? No. Okay. Okay, resolutions. We got a bunch of them, right? Okay, the Village Hall renovation project. We had our engineer look over both quotes. One was $130,000 or $150,000 to
yeah.
Renovate the building, and the other one was almost $69,000.
Yeah.
So we had him look over both quotes, and basically the person that was the high quote tried to hit us twice with paint, and they didn't quote it correctly. So we kind of threw that bid out, and then we had the engineer look over the itemized bid, and they recommended that we accept
Gallo
as the contractor for the upgrades to the buildings. It sounds like a lot of money, but with the state and anything, we have to pay prevailing wages. It's not like somebody off the street say, yeah, I'm going to charge you $10 an hour. It's prevailing wages through anything that we do. So I want to ascertain a motion to accept Gallo as the contractor for the upgrades to the buildings.
I'll make a motion.
So did he lower the price?
It's at $69,000. Okay, Charlie, you have resolution. Guy, second it. Any more comment, Dave? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so Gallo is missing. Will you notify them?
Yep.
Okay. Dave, you want to make a motion to hire code enforcement?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to hire Fred Jacobs as the new code enforcement for Nassau.
Okay.
Effective immediately. According to Bob today.
Effective immediately. You have a second for that?
I'll second.
Charlie seconds it. Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Okay, motion passed. Missy, you can contact him.
Okay, so it was Dave and Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
I was writing the rest of the other thing.
You got water?
Okay, we got a resolution to recode water valve capital fund account from 8392.2 to 8397.2.
Right. Wendy gave Bob and I the number of 8392.2 as the capital fund account, but then she told me on the last bills that it isn't that number, and she gave me a new number. I had already put bills toward that number last meeting, so we would need to change the coding.
Do we need a resolution for that? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So
I'll make the motion.
Resolution to change that account.
I make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, second by Charlie. Any discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried. Guy, you have
okay,
a couple.
Okay, I'll do the first one about the speed limit changes, the public hearing. So I'll make a motion to set a public hearing on September 12th, 7:15 p.m. for proposed amendments to sections 111-8 and 111-9 of the Village Code for the purpose of reducing the speed limit on selected village streets.
All right, you're going to have to send me all of that.
I've got it written down.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Charlie seconds it. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Are you sure 15 minutes is going to be enough?
It always usually is.
Okay, yeah, just okay. Check it.
Okay. Motion carried. Okay, Guy, you have another one.
Okay, and I'd like to make a motion to approve and endorse the application for a grant under the 2018 New York State Department of Health TAP CMAC grant program. Missy, you have a copy of this, but I'm going to read it.
Yep, I do. You all have a copy.
We all have a copy, but I'm going to read it.
Sure.
I have.
You want to read mine?
Yep, I got it.
Oh, I thought you just asked for it.
No, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't try to copy it down because we have a copy. Anyway, so whereas the Village of Nassau is applying to the New York State Department of Transportation for a grant under the 2018 TAP CMAC grant program for a project entitled Village of Nassau, Albany Avenue, US 20, and Chatham Street, New York State Route 203 Sidewalk and Intersection Improvements, and whereas the grant application requires the applicant municipality to obtain the approval and endorsement of the governing body of the municipality in which the project will be located. Therefore, be it resolved, the Village of Nassau Board of Trustees does hereby approve and endorse the application for a grant under the 2018 TAP CMAC grant program for a project known as Village of Nassau, Albany Avenue, US 20, and Chatham Street, New York State Route 203, Sidewalk and Intersection Improvements, and be it further resolved that the Village of Nassau Board of Trustees does hereby verify that the required matching funds in the amount of 20% of the project costs are available should the application be successfully awarded. I'll make that motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second
by Dave. Any more discussion? No discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carried. Okay, was there one more you need to do?
Yeah, approve the application for the helmet drive.
Okay. remember, one of the resolutions I tried. Resolution for the helmet drive for the veterans.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Second by Dave. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. That was it, right?
Bills.
Okay.
Don't forget the bills.
We got to order, pay the bills, okay? Bills number 70 through number 113. I gave my glasses on for the amount of $34,774.70 in the general fund. And monies in the water fund, $1,797.29 paid out of abstract, and $4,821.64 in the capital fund, 8397.2 valve, water valve project.
Okay, hold on. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah,
where's the abstract?
I know.
That's yeah, she didn't. I need the abstract because that's not the right number.
Yeah, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right.
Okay, so.
Oh, you can read it now.
Well, the water fund money is, okay, we're going to tell you
for
that.
For 8397.2.
All right, so just hold on one second. Yeah, that's so where that dollar sign is, that there's no number there, that is 1797.29, okay? And then the capital fund one is correct, 482164. Okay. So you got that?
So this one over here is not.
1797.
So it goes pay bills 70 through 113 in the amount of $34,772,470 in the general fund, $1,797.29 in the water fund, which we had.
Which I did.
And the paid outside of abstract is. She didn't have anything listed on it, so that is zero.
So it's
that
not
is correct. Okay.
So it's 4,800.
Well, 4,082164 is paid out of that capital fund.
Okay, for the 8397.2 water valve project.
The water valve project. So we'll put zero paid out of abstract, which I do not think is correct.
Yeah.
She pays health insurance every month.
There's like the out of abstract list.
I already put those numbers in there.
Oh, okay.
Let's say I know health insurance is like 26. So just say 26 of it outside of the abstract.
Do we have the bill? Do we have?
Yeah, I don't know if we can just say.
Yeah.
I just need to cover enough money to pay the bills. So it doesn't matter if we're over, we just can't be short. Health insurance is not more than $2,600.
Okay, so we're short with the health insurance. Is that we?
It's not included here to be paid outside of abstract. So, I know she pays it every month, unless she didn't pay the health insurance this month. I mean, I don't see a paid outside of abstract one, but she revised it, so I didn't get any of her stuff until tonight. So.
But I had to sign checks, so is there a check in there? That I designed to
no, pay. It's set out. It's set before the board meeting. That's why it's paid outside abstract. Let me go look and see what health insurance was last month.
I don't think we can legally guess. I think we have to. Okay.
$29.27 has to be added outside of abstract.
So we added to the 48,21.64.
No, don't add it. It's separate.
Okay.
So let's do this again.
Okay. You got it?
Okay. So from where? From the whole beginning. Bills number 70 through number 113, the amount of $34,774.70 in the general fund. $1,797.29 in the water fund.
Correct.
Paid outside of abstract $29.27. Okay, and $4,821.64 in the capital fund, $8,397.2 water valve project.
That's a good bingo.
I'll make a motion.
Second by Charlie. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Charlie, second by Dave, all in favor?
Aye.